All right, welcome everybody. We will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nathan, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
Mayor Steer?
And here. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments or motions?
I'm good. Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as published. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Public comment. Did we have anybody sign in to authorize on it?
Troy's always on it.
There's no one signed up for public comment.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody who wishes to address the board tonight? All right. Thank you. Well, that'll take us right to public hearings. First one is case number 2404AN, annexation. Troy.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. For the record, Charvy Hinnon, senior planner, Cuna Development Services Department. So the application before you this evening is requesting a simple annexation approximately for 1.3 acres. It is adjacent to city limits, and they are requesting the R2 zone, which is the lowest residential zone that we have. They are not proposing any development. They just want to annex into the city so that they can connect into the city utilities. Staff has reviewed their proposed annexation for qualification and also its compliance with CUNA city codes and Idaho state statutes, the CUNA comprehensive plan, and should the council decide that they want to approve the application, staff does recommend that the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions as outlined in staff's memo. This did get a recommendation of approval from the commission late last year. And with that, I'll stand for any questions that you might have. The applicant wanted to be here tonight, but due to family matters, they can't make it.
Okay, questions for Troy?
No, just a comment. When you click on the action for this project, this goes out to 2405-AN instead of 2404AN.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right. Thank you for the pointer. I'll look into that.
All right. Thank you. And I didn't have anybody sign in. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter, 2404AN? All right. Well, seeing none, that opened the public hearing, but we don't have any testimony on that. Is there questions that you have for staff before you close the public hearing?
I have nothing.
Okay. We can close it anytime.
Well, actually, I do. For Mark. With the link going to a different case file, is that going to be an issue with the publishing requirement?
Probably.
I guess I want to vet that that's actually going to the wrong place, because once that was brought up, I actually followed in my packet, and it took me right to the correct packet, so I'm not sure what's going on.
So,
I didn't have any trouble with it when I was reading through it.
Let's see, mine goes out to the M1 site.
It's in the packet, though, ahead of it, right?
Yeah, it's 2 pages ahead. It might be the wrong
way. It's just a short guy.
I see what it did. Yeah, so it's open. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, 04, yeah, it goes to 05.
Yeah, it was just one page.
Yep.
Did you see it?
Because there's also 2405 AN, which is right after it.
Well, if we're only one page off, that's pretty good for our average, so that's probably
good. I make a motion that we...
I was going to say, so to answer the question, if it's actually there and available to the public, I don't believe that presents a concern.
Right.
No.
I make a motion that we close the evidence presentation and move to deliberation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Yeah,
it seemed like just pretty standard. Somebody has a property, they want to connect to services, and at most they would build one more house there maybe at some point in time.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Mm-mm.
Matt?
That's a little over an
counselor,
acre.
Counselor, yeah. I make a motion that we approve case number 24-04-AN.
Second.
Motion is made for approval of the annexation. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to case number 2405AN. It's an annexation and development agreement for Cunamora Business Center. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, Cuna Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, Cuna, Idaho. The applicant requests annexation with a development agreement for an M1 light industrial manufacturing zone on 4 acres. The site is located at 5895 West Cunamora Road, the southwest corner of West Cunamora Road and South Curtis Road. The future land use map designates the site as industrial, and it is located within the East Cuna Industrial Overlay District. The application was initially proposed with approximately 28,800 square feet of industrial flex space. The applicant withdrew this request, and any proposed development in the future will be required to return before the appropriate decision-making body for approvals. The development agreement will ensure that any change in the existing uses and existing improvements shall not impose additional burdens upon the city property tax-supported services, ability to provide services, which will result in a reduction of the level of those services and will result in the orderly development of the city in a manner that allows for the efficiency and economic viability of both tax-supported and fee-supported city services, and equitability allocated the costs of public services in the management and development on the urban fringe of the city. Upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with Cuna City Code, the Comprehensive Plan, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the council approve case numbers 2405AN and 2402DA, with the applicant being subject to the conditions as listed in staff's report. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug. All right, if hearing none, this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign in to testify in this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter? Okay. If you would, just sign in on the sheet here.
I
And Mr. Hatch, you may have the floor, sir.
Jeff Hatch with Hatch Design Architecture. Our address is 200 West 36th Street, Boise, Idaho. Good evening, Mayor Steer and council members. Thank you for consideration of our annexation this evening. At this time, I think staff did a great job kind of recapping what our proposal is. And we are looking for direction and feedback as far as the use of the site. We feel the M1 is appropriate and appropriate for this area. So at this time, we would be open to really anything that is suitable in that allowed use table for the M1, but mostly just wanting to annex this land to further develop the site sometime in the near future. And I will stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Hatch?
I don't have any. No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Was there anybody else who wished to testify in this matter? All right.
Hey, Doug. I just want to point out page 182 just has M1 development agreement and says M2 development agreement right after. Just a minor thing.
For the record, Doug Hansen, Keno Planning Zoning Director. What page are you referring to of the overall packet?
182 of 443.
It's titled as a M1.
M1.
But then it talks to the M2.
Okay. For the record, Doug Hansen, Keno Planning and Zoning. We can update that before the final copy is signed. Thanks for pointing that out.
It's back on that side of the industrial. Mm-hmm. Do we need to close the public hearing?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing and move to deliberation.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing and go to deliberation. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I think this fits in with our industrial zone out there. Mm-hmm. Goal out there was to bring more jobs to CUNA, so.
Potentially, yeah. We're going to see if there's people interested to develop the. I'm sure there will be a lot of interest.
John. I make a motion we approve case number 24-05AN and 2402-DA with the update on page 183.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. All right. Next is case number 2401CPF, a combination plat and development agreement for the Lamp District. Doug Hansen.
Mayor and Council, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant requests combination plat approval to consolidate 6 lots into one commercial lot zoned C2 area commercial located at the northeast corner of North Meridian Road and East Deer Flat Road. The applicant also requests a development agreement modification to dissolve the existing development agreement on the subject site. With the dissolvement of the development agreement, the site will not move forward as a mixed-use development as initially proposed, but as one commercially zoned 34-acre parcel. Upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with CUNA City Code, the Comprehensive Plan, Idaho Code, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the council approve case numbers 2401CPF and 22-02-DA modification, with the applicant being subject to the conditions as listed in staff's report. And I will stand by for any questions.
Questions for Doug?
Yes, if you would.
Okay.
What is the old development agreement that we're dissolving?
Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. So the old development agreement is what is in your packet. The method to terminate development agreements is a modification, so there will not be a new development agreement on the property. The only thing they'll be entitled to is C2 zoning, so they could bring forward a project that is in line with what's permitted in a C2 zone on our land use table.
Now, if I remember right, which normally doesn't go right, that was going to be a little village. And I'm assuming the original developer has since sold that to somebody else, and it's not going to be a little village anymore?
So that may be able to be addressed by the applicant, but at this point in time, they have expressed they essentially want a clean slate for development with one commercial lot. That's as far as we've gotten in the process with this proposal.
I apologize, but the reason we approved that was because we all wanted the little village. The way they came in and gave us that big presentation and what it was going to look like and how it was going to mimic the one in Meridian, it was a good deal. Now that's gone. That's off the table.
That is what the applicant is proposing, yes.
And so now they want just commercial.
Is the applicant here?
Yeah, we're going to start in.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said he can't hear the discussion, so speak louder.
Oh, my apologies. I'm looking that way where my mouth is. Okay, I'm assuming the developer is going to get up and give a presentation. I'll hold my comments until then.
All right. Would the applicant like to come forward?
Thank you, Mayor. For the record, Penelope Constantakis with Riley Planning Services. Post Office Box 405, Boise, Idaho, 83702. The project team does appreciate the insight that Planning Department provided to make the process that we're going through on the site, which will last over a fairly long period of time, practical and efficient, with the objective of positioning the site for future development consistent with the intended uses that are a part of the C2 zone. And I will get to your question in just a minute. We have reviewed the staff report and concur with the findings and conditions of approval. So this group of six lots is being combined into one lot, and it has a zoning designation of C2, and the future land use designation is commercial and mixed use. I understand your question about the concept of the village. Villages require residents. So part of the problem was we had substantial resistance from the neighborhood, and the school district was not excited about it either. So being mindful of the comments that we got, we pulled back and started in a different direction. That doesn't mean that there won't be a village there. It just means that at this time, we're creating one lot. So the purpose of that one parcel is to simplify the site. We've eliminated lot lines, and we've removed all the non-functional easements that are there now, and new standard easements as required by CUNA code will be implemented or are implemented on the final plat. So there'll be easements for public utilities. It's just one big lot at this point in time. Another reason for doing this is some of the parcels are still section land, and some of the parcels are actually platted lots. So this simplifies that apples and kumquats problem and just turns everything into oranges instead. So relocation of the CUNA Canal has been fully approved by the Corps of Engineers. The general requirements of ACHD have been identified in their preliminary staff report, and we do expect refinement of requirements in the future as the site moves forward. Some of the benefits from doing it this way is that future development of the site will be much smoother. This will include some different types of permitting and or entitlements. So the city of CUNA will be seeing the site again, just more specifics. It will be easier for staff and less complicated with only one lot. We won't be trying to figure out how to vacate easements. There were quite a few of them, and I think I turned in some like 8 easement releases as a part of the application. And removal of the existing DA through modification will provide a clean slate so that the new DA, when there is one, or if there is one, it will be less difficult for staff to figure out a way to modify it. Just really cleans the slate up. So what's in the future? There's substantial interest in the site. I don't have any specifics at this time. The City of Kuna will have additional oversight through the various application processes that will occur. As staff indicated, we are asking to keep the non-conforming house on the site. It provides some level of security. And in conclusion, this site has always been about providing jobs in Kuna for Kuna residents and for keeping Kuna dollars in Kuna instead of sending them north to Meridian. So the project team is really excited about the potential of the site. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions or dialogue more with you about the old view and the new view, whatever you'd like.
Okay, further questions?
Ma'am, I have a question about the ACHD recommendations and comments. Have you agreed to their conditions or I guess their recommendations for the sidewalks and the pavement that's abuts the site?
Boy, that's a great question, and I know there's been some talk about it. Hopefully the sidewalk and the right-of-way dedication will take place with the recording of the plat. So any new right-of-way that would be dedicated to the district along Deer Flat would occur with recording of the plat. With regard to sidewalks, we anticipate that those will occur as development it comes forward on the site. That's a great question. I would have to say that it would be better to wait to do sidewalks with development as it occurs along the frontage. If that's an option for the City Council to do that, that would be great.
This site, I guess my biggest thing about this site is that's a very traffic-heavy site. And yes, so anything that can be done to mitigate this, I mean, sidewalks are kind of beside the point. Mm-hmm. But the other improvements that would absolutely need to be done there, I guess I'm a little sensitive to that. Oh. And saying it'll be done, anticipating it'll have to be done, it'll come back before the council ultimately during development and the plat. But it was just a recommendation from ACHD on this project. So,
Mayor?
Okay, yes.
Council member? I understand. That's why I brought up the right-of-way. ITD will have additional comments on road improvements, and we're sensitive to the fact that that is a heavily used intersection. So all of those improvements will come online as the site fills out. In order to do a traffic impact study, we have to have a user, and so that they can estimate the number of trips that would be generated and which direction they would be going. There's a lot that goes into a TIS. So at this point in time, we just want to create the one-lot subdivision so that we have a clean slate to move forward with what comes next.
Well, and then so that leads to my other question. Why go from 6 to 1 if we still don't know what it's going to be instead of having 6 R2 designate or C2 designations instead of just one big one? It seems to me like that sounds like a big box store or something like that is already kind of the idea or something. It's just odd to me that we're just going to combine it if we aren't sure what we're going to do with it later.
Understood. Mayor, Councilman?
Yes.
Like I mentioned earlier, we've got apples and kumquats on that site. We've got section land and platted lots, which represents somewhat of a challenge for surveyors when they try to, I mean, we can't just re-subdivide a subdivision because we've got two pieces that are section land. It makes the site more attractive to different kinds of development because if we leave the lot lines where they are now, there'll be a variety of extra steps that would need to occur in order for anything to occur on the site. I believe that's correct. You can certainly ask Doug about that, but you can't build buildings over lot lines. There's just some obstacles. Like I said, I know there's interest in the site. I don't know what kind. I don't know if it's been solidified or not. The idea was to make it one big piece so that it's more attractive and we don't have some of the technical difficulties that would occur with developing a site that's got six properties on it.
Okay.
Can I reiterate a question that Councilman Biggs was talking about, the sidewalks?
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned ITD.
Yes, sir.
Well, ITD doesn't control Hubbard.
Deerfly,
I'm sorry.
Mayor, Councilman, we understand that. We do have a state highway along the western boundary of the site. So we'll be dealing with two different traffic agencies, transportation agencies.
Yeah, I was just looking at the fact that, you know, kids walking to high school now have a sidewalk to walk on.
Understood. Well, I'm not quite sure where to go with this.
Well, I think the sidewalks and everything have to come as the development
right.
occurs. So right. they're not going to put sidewalks in before development, if that's the question. But
correct.
Sidewalks will be required. They'll have to put in sidewalks.
It just sounded like, to me, and I could be wrong, that the conversation was we're going to postpone this till later, until ACHD comes up with something more firm. And I just wanted to point out that the sidewalks were important to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want them forgotten or pushed off or tried to blame ITD for it.
Mayor, if I may, Councilman, of course there'll be sidewalks constructed on the site. As the mayor indicated, as the new users come online and make application for specific uses, those sidewalks will absolutely be constructed. No question.
And maybe you could educate me.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to keep going down this road, but you said that incoming interest
yes, sir.
In the development
mm-hmm.
find it easier when there's less lot lines, I guess you were talking about. But, and I guess this is my education part. The last developer that sold us on this village, obviously, it wasn't a big deal because nobody wanted to get involved in it. So I'm wondering how do we know this isn't going to go down a dead-end road again?
Mayor, Councilman, first of all, property owner is the same individual that it was when I was here last time. There are some, because I had to study surveying, and I've been doing this for a while, the idea of dodging all those lot lines and all the easements that would still have to be vacated with any kind of new development that would come in on that site. And I fully anticipate there's going to be multiple users on the site. It's not just going to be one user. It makes a clean slate, which makes it more attractive because any company or, you know, I've heard from any number of small, medium, and large companies about this site. It just makes it easier for them to develop a plan and come forward to the city of CUNA, just from a technical perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further for the applicant?
Could I interrupt, please?
If you want to sign in, you can testify. Did you sign in?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll let you sign in, and then you can testify. So, any further questions for the applicant?
No, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you. Next, we have Vincent Cavanaugh.
I'm just here to observe, sir.
Becky Miller. Oh, you said not testify. I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention to my little boxes. All right, if you would like to sign in, you may testify. You bet.
I
Very good, thank you. And you may take the floor there.
Thank you for allowing me to interrupt. About a week ago, I observed a truck in the area of discussion. It looked like it was a drilling truck of some device. I originally thought it was there to drill for water, but that could be completely inaccurate. But I want to ask a question about that activity to the lady that was just standing at the podium. Was it a drilling truck? Was it a truck drilling for water or some other purpose? Please.
Well, I can answer that part, that it wouldn't be for a well, because the city's not going to allow a well to be drilled that's not a municipal well. So that won't happen. She can't answer when she's come back up for, it might be that they take soil samples and do testing to see how far down lava rock is and that kind of thing, but I'll let her answer to that part.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
We didn't get his name and address on the record, unless you're just going off that.
I'm just going off this. Yeah, he got that. All right, was there anybody else who wished to testify? All right, seeing none, if you would like to come back up.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. For the record, Penelope Constantakis, Post Office Box 405, Boise, Idaho, 83701. I don't know, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of the truck. Obviously, we wouldn't be drilling for a well. There has been a geotech done on the site already. My thought is that it may have something to do with the relocation of the Cuna Canal. The Cuna Canal has been...
Oh, that's possible.
The relocation has been fully approved by the Corps of Engineers, and it may be that they're just doing some front investigation work in preparation for that. Or perhaps they were just lost and thought they'd drive around on the site for a few minutes.
They went to the wrong address. All right. Did anybody have any other questions for anyone?
No, ma'am. No. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. The question is rightfully before council.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing and move to deliberation.
Second. Okay. Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing, move on to deliberation. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
You want me to start, Your Honor? Go ahead. My thought is that we've already annexed this property. Anything that they design or want to build will have to come back before us. I understand what she's saying to, you know, if she wants to do away with the property, she has to make some edits and multiple pieces of property into one. But that's just my thought. I don't see what gives us, once it's annexed into the property or annexed into the city.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense that you would want to have a big square to design within rather than a square that has dividers in it. So that all makes sense, and they will have to come back with whatever they want to do from there. So.
Wherever they're going to slice the pie, I guess.
Well, in ACHD, yeah. I mean, they'd love to put in sidewalks and then tear them up later and put in new ones.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah, that's
it.
Do you have any thoughts?
Not intelligent ones. I hope you understand. The reason I was going that direction is I've been up here not very long, probably about 4 years. And we get sold this bill of goods on a piece of property. Not your fault. My misunderstanding's the problem. And here it comes 2-3 years later, all of a sudden that whole project's gone, and another developer comes in, and we're like, why did we waste our time? I know planning and zoning has to do a lot of work to do all this stuff, and now they're having to redo it again. So I'm sticking up for you, Doug. I'm here for you. But I understand the one lot line. I get it. I just hate to see projects that were planned 2 and 3 years ago now be set back another 2 or 3 years. I know Morgan's probably just fit to be tied over this. I've said enough.
All right, thank you.
Anything what are your thoughts?
So the traffic impact was about 100 additional trips on Deer Flat Road, but it didn't say anything about Meridian Road. I guess the bottom line is this is commercial, and it seems like most of the projects we've had along Meridian Road have all been mixed use, little bit of commercial, a lot of residential. This is totally the opposite, all commercial. I'm for it.
Well, and I think, honestly, I think, too, that anything they bring forward will have an in-depth traffic study that may change our mind on what we want to let be put there. So,
giant traffic circle.
Yeah. So,
right in the middle of the
five-lane roundabout.
I'm good.
Yeah.
The tax base, it needs it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Councilman Laraway?
I have no problem with it. I just.
All right. I make a motion that we approve case number 24. -01 CPF and 22-02DA mod.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Mayor, we have a bunch of firemen that are really anticipating this. Should we move it to the end of the agenda?
Postpone it a little?
No.
We could table
it. Dude, we could table it, yes.
All right, that takes us to case number 2406AN for CUNA Fire District Station Number 2. Doug Hansen.
Mayor and Council, for the record. Doug Hansen, Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant requests annexation with a public zone for the CUNA Fire District Station Number 2. The site is located at 2021 West CUNA Road. If the annexation is approved, CUNA Rural Fire District will return before the Planning and Zoning Commission with a design review application for the building, parking lot, and landscaping. Upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with CUNA City Code, the Comprehensive Plan, and Idaho Code, and staff recommends the council approve case number 2406AN, with the applicant being subject to the conditions as listed in staff's report, and I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug?
No, none.
All right, and this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign in to testify in this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter?
I thought they were all going to testify.
They just said something about a riot.
Yeah.
They loaded the audience.
All right, seeing none. The question is rightfully before council. So that was an open of the hearing, so we do need to close
that. I make a motion that we close the public hearing and move to deliberation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I'm just happy to see a second one.
I'm happy to get this up to us. I'm glad it's here tonight and that they can get going on that. I'm excited for them to get that built and get moved in.
How do they decide which ones get to stay there? Coin toss or? Yeah.
So the only thing that I had to, my only comment about it, and this is a very minor comment, is it says that they don't have the intention to put an emergency signal there yet. Or is that normal? Because we do have fire experts on the council, too.
Oh, I'm not an expert. The expert's over there.
So I think that's one thing that would have to be funded, and I think that that will probably come with future development, so I don't If the fire district doesn't feel that they need it, I don't think we should try to push for them to have to pay for it.
Is that something ACHD helps out with at all? I mean, are they just going to put up a sign with a fire truck on it?
Watch out for red thing.
Yep.
Usually developers have to pay for that type of stuff, so I don't think there'd be any difference here.
I was going to say, on these developments like that, is the fire station required by ACHD to put that up, or is that an ACHD thing?
Hello, Doug, you got any answers to...
It says on here that they don't intend to, and ACHD doesn't seem like they had a problem with it.
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, I think ultimately if it needed to go up and the location of it would be determined by ACHD because it would affect traffic flow in the public right-of-way. I do not believe the ultimate driveway location determination has been finalized at this point in time either. That'll be finalized at the time of the design review, at which point ACHD might have additional comment on placement of an emergency signal.
That's what I was...
I drive that way every day, so the traffic is picking up on West CUNA Road there. So that's why I was kind of thinking maybe... Might not be a bad idea in the future.
Thank you, Doug.
Nothing else. Well, no, the school district had to pay for the one at Linder and Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Is that when it exceeds a certain threshold, maybe, or is it?
I think just the traffic count that they required, they put in a traffic light, and the school district had to fund that. So, anyway,
anything
further on that?
Make a motion that we approve case number 24-06AN.
I thought you were going to table.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I'm looking forward to seeing the design review on it to see, you know, what a modern fire station comes out now. See the ones in Meridian, so I'm pretty excited about it, especially south of the tracks.
I think you guys have already got renderings of it.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Glad you didn't have to riot here tonight.
Thank you for your service, guys.
Consideration to approve resolution R09-2025, the new planning and zoning building and parks fee schedule. Beth Hansen.
Mayor and Council, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. This evening, staff is proposing new and amended fees for the Planning and Zoning Department, Building Department, and Parks Department. The proposed fees for the Planning and Zoning and Building Departments are highlighted within the packet. The planning fees are proposed as a result of the recent code update providing fees for director-level determination applications and special use permits for modifications and accessory dwelling units. The building fees proposed will ensure that the city is covering its administrative costs that the department incurs while reviewing the building permit applications. And Morgan Webb is here to address any questions you may have in regard to the new parks volleyball fee. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug. Okay.
No, sir.
This is a public hearing, and I didn't have anybody signed in to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter? All right, seeing none.
I just wanted to ask the Parks and Rec, the differences, I guess the major increases, because it didn't split them out on the graphic.
So the only fee change on the parks is adding the volleyball to our recreation portion, and that is just the team fee that's listed out.
You're going to sign up for some team volleyball?
And I can raise my arm over my shoulder for my shoulder level again, maybe.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm good.
Anything else?
Nope.
Councilman Laraway.
We had no one to testify.
Nobody testified. Nobody wanted to, so.
Make a motion that we close the public hearing, move to deliberation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve resolution R09-2025.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to business items. We did neglect to elect a council president at the last meeting. Normally we do that the first meeting in January, but we skipped it. So we're going to do that tonight. So the floor is open for nominations for council president.
If we make Biggs president, then I can't leave. Right? I mean, we could roll. Me. There's three votes right there.
I caused enough havoc. You don't want me as a president.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'll nominate Chris Bruce to continue.
I'll second.
Okay. Well,
just don't let this go to your head, please.
So, Chris Bruce for council president. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Since he voted against himself, you know.
Yeah.
We have a deadlock.
All right. Consideration to approve resolution R10-2025, authorizing the scope of work and contract with Titchler Bice Galena Consulting for development impact fee. Nathan Staniel. Staniel. Stanley. However you say that.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Nathan Stanley, City Clerk, 751 West 4th Street. Before you use a resolution for the scope work and contract with Tischler Bice for the impact fee study, we're up on that time. Every 5 years we need to do a study to update impact fees. So I will stand for any questions.
I saw that we confirmed the appointment of the members. Did we just reconfirm them? Because most of them look the same.
Yeah, they're the same members for Art Commission and Impact Fees Committee.
Nathan, my question is, which impact fees does this entail?
Police and parks.
Just the parks?
Police and parks.
Police and
parks.
Police and parks. Fire District has a separate committee.
So it doesn't cross over to ACHD or anything like that? Okay.
I make a motion that we approve resolution R10-2025.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Thank you, Nathan.
Consideration to approve resolution R11-2025. Authorizing the mayor to sign the second amendment to the water and wastewater service agreement with Brisby LLC, Morgan Treasure.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Morgan Treasure, Economic Development Director. This agreement before you tonight is the second amendment to the water and wastewater service agreement, which is the part of the three project agreements that stem off of our development agreement with Meta. That in this one entails our water and wastewater reservation capacities. Brisby has gone ahead and made their application to the Public Utilities Commission for their electrical service, and we at the city want to go ahead and make sure that our utility reservations are in line to continue the orderly development of the East Kuna Overlay District. Just for some background on that, the power out, well, kind of everywhere in the valley right now, for industrial projects, there's pressure on that, so the companies are going ahead and making the reservation with the Public Utilities Commission. This agreement is set up to make sure that we don't end up with entitled power without water or wastewater, or vice versa. We want to make sure that all of our development is happening in line out there as we deal with that over 1,500 acres in the desert. In this agreement, just to point out that we are making those reservations, but any infrastructure beyond what is already out there will be either constructed or funded by BRISB LLC. So there is no liability to the city to spend more money or build anything extra on the city's dime. And I'm happy to answer any additional questions.
That's what I was going to ask, was the fiscal impact statement. Thank you.
Okay. Questions?
No.
No, sir. Okay.
Thank you for that, Morgan. I make a motion we approve resolution R11-2025.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we strike number D from 7.
Okay. 7D is no longer needed, so we will remove that. And that takes us to the end of our agenda. Is there anything that anybody wished to mention this week?
Well, we did have, like I said, the catering group from the CUNA School District. Those kids do great with their food. I've seen it all over from the State House to other events. So if you get a chance to partake or hire, I don't know if you can hire them or not, maybe for an event, it's worth it. So they do get their culinary.
Yeah, the high school's culinary. So yeah. We have our Treasure Valley Partnership meeting is being hosted here this month. So where the other mayors and commissioners from the Treasure Valley come together, and we are bringing them in to cater that for us.
So. Yeah, they've done really well.
Yeah.
They've got a good program.
It's impressive. I've been impressed with everything they do. So kudos to the CUNA School District and their culinary program.
I have no other announcements.
That's it.
All right. Well, then with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.